Two demonstrations this week in Silva remained peaceful, but rumors continue to swirl that weapons were present at each. BPR spoke with Silva's police chief. Police Chief Chris Hatton says rumors are rampant.
I've been on rumor patrol for 3 days.
Organizers contacted the Silva Police Department while setting up both the Sunday vigil and the Tuesday march. Officers were stationed along the streets and directing traffic during both events. First, Hatton explains what happened at the vigil on Sunday.
We had two folks show up with assault rifles on their backs without magazines in them, and they never did anything with the weapons. They were just on their backs.
According to witnesses, both people had signs in support of George Floyd. Hatton says he spoke with friends of the individuals. He told them they could not bring the rifles to the upcoming protest and learn the reason the unloaded weapons were brought to the vigil.
They felt like liberals have the reputation of being scared of guns or not being pro-gun, and they wanted people to know that, well, there's a section of liberals who do embrace guns.
Hatton explains, based on his discussions with the district attorney, firearms are constitutionally allowed at vigils but not at protests. He says officers did not see any protesters with firearms Tuesday at the Solidarity March, but he did hear that those watching might have had weapons.
Everybody that I've talked to has said, you know, that was really scary for me. And I get it. As the police, it's scary for us too, because our job is to keep everybody safe. And so when we know that there's a firearm there, that, you know, that makes us feel like, you know, we're on edge just like everybody else. But that doesn't mean we can step on somebody's constitutional rights.
Even if the rumors are true, he says,
there wouldn't be sufficient evidence to file a charge against those folks, even if they did have a weapon.
There were also reports that the Sons of Confederate Veterans group that had been guarding the Confederate monument on the Jackson County Courthouse steps throughout this week were armed. Hatton didn't see any weapons, but says that they could have had firearms. He doesn't see the group as part of the protest. Therefore, he doesn't believe they are breaking any laws.
Those guys were there before the protest began, and those guys have been there since then.
Hatton says he believes Tuesday's march was positive for the community and that the local police force told him that they got more thank yous than they could even count at the event. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.